Episode 1137, Joy Made Full.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day. I pray that you are having a beautiful week and that your weather is cooperating with you. I know in some parts of the country, there's some major rain happening. There are winter storms. Please be safe and know that you're always in my prayers. You know, weather is kind of somewhat like life. It changes all the time. Well, today it's Inspiration Motivation Day, and you're going to find joy made full. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com, where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, when the heart calls out with hope, or despair, sorrow, or with smiles, the strength is joy made full. It's not about what you can do, but the strength God gives. Joy made full. There are many times that people would come up to me over years and years, and I would be either working with children or working with adults, and I would just be out there doing life in the public eye. And I would have someone come up to me and say, Christiane, how do you do it if you could just bottle what you have? They would see me in the midst of chaos and they're like, but you're so happy. And I would sit back and go, I don't really feel like I'm happy. I don't feel like I'm always wearing this, you know, bubble that says, ha-ha, it's me, it's joyful me, it's awesome me, it's wonderful me, I'm never sad. Everything's always grand. It's not. I get frustrated, I get angry, I get mad, I cry, I get hurt, my heart gets broken. And yes, there are happy times too. But I kept searching, wondering, what are they saying? Why do they want me to bottle what I have? And then I began to figure it out. Joy made full. The strength that shows up when you're in a crisis, the strength that comforts when you're hurting, the strength that endures when all else fails. The joy of the Lord is your strength. That's what I found, was joy. Not joy that always, where I always have a smile on my face. Not joy where it's always blissful and nothing is ever going wrong because, with a family our size, something is always happening. We're a party every day. Good and bad parties. There are circumstances that surround us. We're coming off of a major move. I'm still living in boxes. My house is not put together. I have deadlines to meet, a business to run, children to put into school, homework to finish, bills to pay. Yet, somehow, some way, there's joy in this heart. But it's not joy that you get from your accomplishments and your achievements. And I think that's where we miss it. You're looking for the joy in your accomplishments, the joy in your achievements. They may make you happy for a few moments, but joy, it's everlasting. Joy never fails. Joy, it's the strength from God. Life isn't about reaching these pinnacles that we long for, these goals that we set, and I'm all for goals. I've had some lofty ones and still do. But those two are fleeting. Joy made full comes from the only one who can fill your heart. And that's what people noticed about me. Is that it wasn't about my doings. It wasn't about my achievements or accomplishments. It wasn't about that I could hold it all together in a time of crises. It wasn't that I had all the answers all the time. It wasn't that I was the perfect mom. It wasn't that I was the perfect wife. I was far from perfection. But what I did have, joy made full. And that was given by Christ himself. Psalm 28:7 says this, "The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusts in him and he helps me. My heart leaps for joy and with my song I praise him." It doesn't matter what I faced, good, bad, or ugly. The joy of the Lord is my strength. Until now, you have not asked for anything in my name. It says in John 16, verse 24, ask and you will receive, and your joy be made full. Maybe life is messy for you right now. Maybe you're just going through a season where you're trying to get it all put together, and right now you're burning the candle at both ends. If you're a new mom, oh, I remember those days so vividly. Homeschooling your children. My youngest today just said, Mom, I think we only have 13 more weeks of school. If you're a homeschooling parent, you know that you never stop schooling because life is school. You live it out. You always see opportunities. That's also time that you get run down and you become overwhelmed because you feel like you're never getting a break. Maybe you're that author who wants that break. But you don't feel like anybody's reading your book. You've written it, but where are the readers? Maybe life is messy for you. Ask God for what you need. Your joy isn't going to be found in the pages that you wrote. It may be part of that journey, but the joy of the Lord is your strength. It's Christ Himself. You don't have to bottle it up. He lives within you. That should make you smile all the time. That should help you get through the crappy times, the crisis times, the challenging times, the celebration times. The joy of the Lord is your strength. Find the joy today. That means find the strength in the Lord so He can fill you up as you show up. Joy made full. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.